The following Cruise Addicts talk show is a production of Cruise Radio.
Cruise Radio is brought to you by InsureMyTrip.com. Travel insurance done right from the people who know travel insurance. Find out more at InsureMyTrip.com.
Broadcasting from the InsureMyTrip.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? My name is Doug Parker. Thank you so much for hanging out on Cruise Radio today. Sure to appreciate you for being here. On this show, we're going to talk about a new place we discovered in Freeport, Bahamas. I know everyone's like, Freeport, Bahamas stinks. Well, maybe, but a lot of cruises do go there, and we found a great day pass resort to tell you about. Sarah will be stopping by a little later on in the program to share that. But first, Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy. What's up, Stuart?
Hey, Doug.
So, Norwegian Breakaway, New York City, a little bit of trouble docking. What happened here?
Well, the ship was pulling in, and unfortunately, they had some steering and propulsion issues. So they wound up having to wait for a tugboat and the currents to subside before they were able to get into port. So unfortunately, the ship was delayed several hours. And, you of course, can understand there were a lot of very upset people on board that were delayed.
So, I mean, when you say issues getting into the harbor, I mean, did it get stuck in the mud or what happened here?
Well, the report said that the ship got stuck, so it turns out that they had some azipod issues, and they couldn't get the ship turned. Mm-hmm. So the ship just went past the Pier 88, sat there for a few hours, waited for the tugboats, and the tugboats brought them in. There really weren't any unusual issues with the water. Carnival Splendor got in just fine.
So I hope no one considers this another black eye for the cruise industry then.
Yeah, well, this was a big nothing.
Exactly.
No big deal.
And on the subject of Norwegian, it looks like they have this BOGO sale, buy one, get one cruise.
Well, actually, Doug, it's buy one cruise and sail twice is kind of the way the promotion is. Mm-hmm. What I liked about it was a little different than the ongoing sales they've had for the past, I think 27 or 28 months,
right.
Where they kept essentially offering the same deal. This was by a Norwegian getaway or Norwegian breakaway, seven-night sailing between now and essentially the sale ends on May 11th, where you'll be able to sail on Norwegian Sky between September and February of 2000, ending in 2015, avoiding the holidays for free. So it's a great opportunity to get a free cruise. They know a lot of the people, especially up in the Northeast, or if any there. They may not come back for the Sky, but it's an interesting promotion to get people to return and sail with you.
New branded logo shop for NCL online. Is this a first for them?
Well, it's really a first for anybody. I've been saying for years. I mean, you get home or let's say you're heading out on a cruise. How great would it be to be able to get your cruise line branded, T-shirts or mugs? This way, you're arriving with the shirts, or you have regrets that you didn't pick up that shirt that you wanted to commemorate your cruise, and this is a great opportunity to be able to pick up your, to purchase your, T-shirts or sweatshirts or any of your logo wear. You can just go online and make those purchases, and, it's a nice way. They're also great for gifts, but, why no one else has done it up until now, completely doesn't make sense to me, but I'm glad someone did it.
This next story is interesting, and it's kind of in your neck of the woods, but MSC Cruises last November put MSC Divina in Miami year-round. Well, they just announced MSC Divina is going to Europe in 2015. So does that kind of mess up what they, or not mess up, but go against their original plan?
Yeah, well, the original plan, Doug, was MSC was taking the United States by storm,
right,
and we're putting a ship year-round in the Caribbean. Well, that didn't last longer than about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
ship right now is preparing to head down to South America to be a floating hotel for the World Cup soccer. So she's essentially going to be gone for the whole summer. And so she'll be back in August, and then she leaves again in March for the Mediterranean. Now, I mean, I think it's a great move. Because, they're going to certainly make a lot more money on their sailings on the ship in Europe than they would have here. And I think a lot of their European passengers are going to like the upgraded food and service on board Divina. So they'll be happy with the experience would be willing to pay a lot more money than they would in the Caribbean.
So what does that mean for Port Miami in 2015 when MSC Divina is gone?
Well, I mean, they're going to be here, but I mean, it's you know, between the World Cup in August and when it leaves, I mean, they'll be here about, you know, 8.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then it leaves, and then it'll go to Europe, and then it'll come back at the end of 15. It doesn't appear that the year-round cruising program has worked out too well for MSC at this point.
Yeah, exactly. And Carnival Liberty, now in Port Canaveral full-time year-round. That's three ships in Port Canaveral for Carnival. What, Sensation, Carnival Sunshine, and Carnival Liberty, with over 600,000 passengers sailing from there a year. So I guess there's a big demand for Central Florida cruising.
They're just solidifying their position there. You know, with 600,000 there, if you recall, it's the same same type of proposition that they made out in Galveston.
Mm-hmm.
With you know, 3 year-round ships. I mean, there's only so many places that you can put ships, and you know, but it is important to know that, I mean, the ships that sail out of Canaveral attract passengers that aren't paying as high a premium as they do in other ports.
Right.
But it's certainly a strong market, and you know, it's a good move for them.
So both Norwegian Cruise Lines and Royal Caribbean both had their earnings call for quarter one. How did both the cruise lines do?
Well, I mean, both cruise lines had some good quarters, and the first quarter, everyone was up. Onboard spending was up. You know, they had, you know, some of the the fuel issues. Norwegian was very excited about their cost savings on both breakaway and getaway as far as their fuel efficiencies. One brought up MSC Divina as a reason why their pricing wasn't as high, which is just completely impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's interesting when, you know, cruise lines mention MSC as being a reason for Caribbean having too many ships, but, I mean, the ship is not going to be here, you know, very much, especially during the peak of the summer months. So, I mean, I think it's really being used as a scapegoat. Because the ship, as we said earlier, is going down to South America, and their pricing is considerably lower than the other cruise lines. If it was neck and neck, I could understand it, but it's a different ship. It's a different product. It attracts different types of passengers. I think it's a non-entity, nothing to, you know, for the lines to worry about. You know, cruise lines blaming, you're using Quantum of the Seas as another reason that Caribbean pricing's down. Well, in all of 2014, Doug, there's only one sailing. So how much of an impact could one ship and one sailing have?
Well, like at Cruise Shipping Miami, when Kevin Sheehan was blaming other cruise lines for driving the Caribbean prices down out of Miami. I mean, who sets the precedent? Like, how does that work?
It's not so much a precedent. It's just, you know, they get the prices that the market will bear. The big change this summer is that Norwegian is year-round out of Miami, Princess is year-round out of Fort Lauderdale, in addition to the Royal Caribbean and Carnival ships.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's a huge opportunity for both Norwegian and Princess, because there's a lot of people, Doug, in the country that may not want to pay, you know, that want to cruise during the summer,
mm-hmm.
but they don't want to pay the high prices commanded by Royal Caribbean, or they may not want to sail on Carnivals. They want something different. So both of these ships are going to fill that need for essentially, you know, additional options for cruise passengers to take advantage of in the summer.
Hmm.
But there's certainly not a glut of ships in the Caribbean, and you know, it's just kind of used for excuses. But when you shift, you know, in fact, if you keep in mind that a lot of these ships are here because of the uncertainty in Europe over the last 4 years with the geopolitical issues in mm-hmm. Northern Africa and the Middle East, having problems with lowering the pricing on the Mediterranean sailings. 2014, Europe and Alaska are both doing well. So that's certainly a good sign. And look, the Caribbean will do well.
Well,
but as we both know, that there are a lot of promotional opportunities that the cruise lines are using to fill their ships. The NCL, you know, buy one, sail twice deal is a great example of that.
We have one last talking point here, Stuart. Regal Princess, sea trials are done. She's floated out. Looks like she's all ready to go. How's she looking?
Well, her delivery is May 16th, mm-hmm. and that'll be done in Malfalcone, Italy, which is just east of Venice.
Okay.
So the sea trials went well. You know, they're making adjustments Her delivery May 16th, and her very first sailing departing out of Venice is May 20th.
How did her sister do, Royal Princess, sailing out of Fort Lauderdale from what, October to April? Was she sailing full and pretty much everyone was happy?
She did sail full. She got very good pricing. People were very pleased with the product. There were a lot of adjustments that were made between Regal and Royal. And, so Regal's going to have a lot of enhancements. It's going to be a great ship.
Stuart Chiron, the cruise guy, found at cruiseguy.com. Sure to appreciate you, man.
My pleasure, Doug.
How many times have you said, that'll never happen to us? Vacations are a big investment with both time and money, and they should be protected. For over a decade, InsureMyTrip.com has been the online travel insurance leader, offering the best plans from the most trusted providers. Our licensed and award-winning customer service team makes sure you have the right coverage for your travel. To find out why over 98% of travelers would recommend InsureMyTrip, visit InsureMyTrip.com.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
You're listening to Cruise Radio, part of the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
So today we're going to talk about Freeport, Bahamas, because a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, I don't want to go to Freeport, Bahamas. Again, it sucks. And, they're not really too far off. So I brought on Sarah Phillips. She just returned from Freeport, Bahamas, but not only Freeport, Bahamas, a day pass resort for cruise passengers called the Grand Lucayan. And she was just there a couple of months ago, and she joins me tonight. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, how are you doing?
So do you share my thoughts and most cruisers' same thoughts of, oh, gosh, our itinerary has Freeport, Bahamas. What are we going to do?
Yes, I hated Freeport the first time I went there. I was like, why did the cruise line stop here?
The only thing I can figure out is that it could be like a tax saving or a tax savings for the cruise line. They don't have to pay a lot of money to dock there, I guess, because there's nothing to do. But so, Sarah, let's start from the beginning. The ship docks. How do you start your journey to the Grand Lucayan Resort once you get off the ship in Freeport, Bahamas?
You get off the ship and you go right over to the taxi stand and you're like, I'm going to go to the Grand Lucayan Resort, and they take you there, and it's about a 20-minute taxi ride.
Yeah, and it's fairly inexpensive, too. I want to say for, like, two of us, it was, like, $15.
It was $5 each way, so it was, like, $10 round trip. So it was, for a 20-minute taxi ride, I thought it was actually a pretty decent rate.
That's right. They do the group busing, don't they, where it's, like, they fill this minivan up full of people and take you away.
They do, and actually, funny enough, we were sitting there waiting for our bus to be full. Mm-hmm. And we were telling the couple next to us, we're like, yeah, we're going to this resort. We're going to the Grand Lucayan. We were telling them about what we had read about it. And they're like, you know what? We think we're going to go with you. So
nice.
They actually switched.
They should have been paying you a referral fee for everybody that you got to go there that day. So when the van drops you off, does it drop you off actually in front of the Grand Lucayan?
It technically, where it dropped us off was the Grand Lucayan. It's in front of the casino that's part of the resort.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the resort, but it's not directly where you would go to get to any of the amenities. So you just kind of walk through the casino or walk around the casino to get to the resort.
Did you gamble at all?
Not in Freeport. No, I did not.
I lost $40 there. You know, they drop you off right, basically right there, and you have to walk through the casino to get out there. So it's like the shiny slot machines and the noises that are so addicting. I've got to lose $40. And I did.
Yeah, that's why we went around the casino.
Yeah, exactly.
Go through it.
But anyway, so you go to the actual resort area, and it's $15 to go into the resort. Now, what was your experience once you actually paid the $15 and you were led into this fancy property?
My first thought was, wow, this is beautiful, because you come from the port, which is ugly, and you come to this resort, and there's these white sand beaches. There's this like lush green lawn that's beautifully landscaped. There's all these pools. I'm just like, this was not what I was expecting. So I was definitely like, this is where I'm going to spend a lot of time.
One of the things I really liked when I first walked in was the infinity pool. I'm a sucker for those pools, and it was like right there overlooking the beach and like, wow.
Yeah, I loved the pools because they did have that infinity pool that literally looked right out onto the beach. So it's beautiful views, and the infinity pool has a swim-up pool bar too. So it was definitely a win-win situation there.
I've actually been going back and forth with the public relations people for this Grand Lucayan Resort because when I was there, they didn't give me a towel. Then in an interview, they told me they give towels. So it's like, okay, what is it? I'm telling listeners one thing and another thing's happening. What's the real deal? What happened with you?
I actually didn't have a problem. We got there and we kind of picked our spots and then we walked up to the towel stand and we were like, hey, you know, we're here for the day. We showed them our day passes, the band that they give you. And they were like, okay, here's two towels. We just wrote our names down. For us, they didn't take anything. But I believe now they do a $25 deposit.
Mm-hmm.
And you can rent the towels. So you have to put some money down. But for us, when we were there, they were just like, here you go. Enjoy the resort.
Nice. And what were your thoughts of the beaches in Freeport?
The beaches were pretty. I'm a little spoiled. I don't like cold water.
Mm-hmm.
So the water was a little cold for me. But the beaches were really pretty. It was kind of, you know, you imagine the Bahamas to be these beautiful waters and white sand beaches and lush trees. And it was exactly what you would picture when you say Bahamas. So it was really nice.
Doesn't the $15 day pass resort include non-motorized water sports?
It did. Yes. Mm-hmm. It did include like snorkeling and things like that. Just like your regular water sports that you typically pay extra for, but that was all included.
What did you think of the restaurants on the property? I know I was there. I went to the bar and I think I spent like $9 for a frozen margarita, but did you have any food there or drink there? What were your thoughts?
We did. We had some fruity tropical drinks. That's what you do in the Bahamas.
Right.
And then I ordered some snack food. They would bring you like bar type food to your chair. So like fries, burgers, things like that. I didn't want to go to any of the restaurants because I was having too much fun sitting by the pool.
Mm-hmm.
But they did have a lot of restaurants. They had what looked like a really good Asian restaurant.
Yeah, they did.
They also had one with like Bahamian food. And I was like, ooh, maybe I'll try that. But I was enjoying myself too much to worry about the food. So.
I like the free Wi-Fi there, too.
I loved the free Wi-Fi. Let me tell you, because I live up north where we've had the worst winter ever,
mm-hmm.
The day that we were there, back home, we were having like snow and ice storms. So with the free Wi-Fi, I'm like posting pictures of my feet in the sand, you know, selfies in the pool. And I'm getting some hate, you know, some hate tweets and stuff from people back home. And I'm like, sorry.
And you're like, you know, if Facebook had a dislike button, it would be full of dislikes.
Yeah, I think I posted at one point, I was like, sorry, not sorry that this is my day at work. And they're stuck in the snow.
Let's see, we already touched on the pools, but I have to say, a very nice property all in all for only costing $15 for the day.
Yeah, I was really surprised at how cheap it was, actually. We've done some all-inclusive and resort passes in other ports like Cozumel, places like that. And in Cozumel, we paid $50 for the day. Now, that did include drinks and one meal.
Yeah.
But still, $15 and $50 is a big difference. And I thought the amenities at the resort were so much better than any of the other day passes or all-inclusive that I've done because they include so much.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so nice and friendly about it. Like, if you need anything, you just have to ask. So I was very impressed with the hospitality and the amenities that they provided.
And I think we should talk about this too, Sarah, because the cruise lines like to scare the hell out of you basically and tell you if you don't buy an excursion through the cruise line that you're going to get left. And yeah, part of that's true, but part of that is also common sense. If you get back to the ship, if you don't get drunk on the beach and pass out, you're going to get back to the ship in plenty of time. And I think there's nothing to worry about.
Exactly. I was never concerned about missing the ship. The taxis run back, I think, every half hour, every hour. So you just have to be aware that you just have to allow that time. And I definitely agree the ship did not advertise the store at all. And their tours in this port are pretty limited anyway.
Yeah.
I've done one with the ship a couple years ago, and it was okay. It was $50, $60 for a beach day.
Mm.
And it really wasn't that nice, and it wasn't that much fun. And I spent $20. You know, between my pass and taxi fare and had a fantastic time. So you know, definitely it's okay to branch out beyond the cruise ship shore excursion offerings, you know, and see what other people are doing.
Do you have any been there, done that tips for the Grand Lucayan Resort in Freeport?
Yeah, go to the Grand Lucayan Resort and don't pay for shore excursion. That'd be my number one tip. I just be aware of the time is really it. Just be smart, you know, don't get drunk and pass out on the beach. I would say the biggest thing with Freeport is don't let the port itself scare you. It's really ugly. It's very industrial. It's where they do almost all of the cruise ship updates, like the Funship 2.0, cruise repairs. You'll see ships in port getting fixed. It actually is a very nice port. The people are very friendly, and they do have beautiful beaches and what you expect the Bahamas to look like if you go to the right places.
I would also add, Sarah, is make sure you have plenty of cash with you, because the resort takes credit cards, but you can never have enough cash.
That's true. Yeah, they did. I used my credit card to buy my drinks, but I used cash pretty much for everything else. So that was definitely good advice. And even though they have towels there, my advice is always bring an extra towel with you, because you can never have too many towels, but you can sometimes have not enough.
Exactly. Sarah, what are your final thoughts?
You know, don't take Freeport at face value. There is a little bit more to it than all the industrial stuff.
Very good. Sarah, thank you for hanging out.
Oh, thanks. My pleasure.
That'll do it for this episode of Cruise Radio. Again, thank you for being here. We realize you have a lot of other options and you chose us, and it means a lot. So thank you again. If you want to check out our other show, type in weekendtravelshow.com. That's our weekly show on all things travel, not just cruise. So we kind of color outside the lines over there. From the InsureMyTrip.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Doug Parker, and this is Cruise Radio.
Cruise Radio is produced weekly at the InsureMyTrip.com studios. Hear Cruise Radio on iHeartRadio, the Stitcher Radio Network, Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, or at cruiseradio.net. For sales and marketing opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.
The preceding Cruise Addicts Talk Show was a production of Cruise Radio.